Their songs colour memories of the late 90s and early 2000s. And decades later, Killing Heidi still has plenty of rock left in them. They're playing Sounds by the River in 22. Ella Hooper is here. Welcome back to the show, Ella.
Hello. It's good to be back.
How good are you? I love this energy that you're bringing to the show this morning.
Thank you. It's me. People do often ask me, can I have what you're having? And I'm like, well, sorry, it's just in my DNA. No, you can't.
Molly and I have been doing a bit of a Killing Heidi deep dive, going back to the Reflector days. And, like, honestly, it is just such a mental time stamp for me. And, like, looking back, that album just sold a bucket load of records. Like, it's incredible to see the business you guys did back in the late 90s.
And it was a good time to do it. I'll tell you what, it was a good time to be doing that old-fashioned CD business, because it ain't like that anymore.
Mm.
Is that a shame? Like, do you feel like the music industry has changed for the better or the worse?
It's complicated. Like, we've gained some and we've lost some. So yeah. It's very, very hard to make money out of the actual music part. In fact, nearly impossible, as we all know, with Spotify and stuff like that. There's absolutely no money in it, even for the massive mega hits, zero. So you've got to be good at other things. And I don't think that's such a bad thing, because it's making people get very creative.
You've been in the industry for a really long time. You were, what, like 13 when the band formed? Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Yep, 13 was our first gig, and then, got pretty busy around 15, 16, 17.
Like, that's crazy to think about. You're 13 and you're out there and you're, you know, starting this amazing career, and to have to adapt as you're kind of growing up. What a unique life you must have had.
Yeah, it's definitely kept me on my toes.
I think back to 13, and I was just busy playing a lot of Super Nintendo. Like, you guys were out really paving some ground.
See, that's the problem. The problem is we didn't have one, so we had to, like, we were a bit starved for normal toys, and then this happened.
We'll just be megastars, guys. We'll just do that instead, Mum and Dad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all this time later, do you still love getting up and just seeing the response that the Killing Heidi hits really, like, have with an audience?
Totally. I think the second that stops happening, you should not do it. Like, do not get up on stage unless you're being moved by the audience's reaction, you know. And not every gig is a total ripper and a total winner, but if there is, I mean, most of them are, frankly, these days. The cool thing about coming back after, like, 20 years is that you're kind of cheating, because you know that the people that are there know and love your songs. Mm. So the heavy lifting is really done, and I just get to kind of go, rah, and enjoy it.
We're really excited about Sounds by the River. There's going to be so many awesome people coming to play in Mannum. But are you someone who loves the music side of it, or is it the performing that gives you that real buzz, or is it maybe a bit of both?
Oh, it's definitely a bit of both, definitely. And thank God I do enjoy both, because sometimes you want to make music, you want to write songs, you want to stay home and be introverted, and that's where the magic happens. Sometimes that gets really old and you just want to go out and party and share it with people and be more extroverted, and that's where I get to sort of go into performer mode. So that's pretty much why I love my job, because it just entails two really different things that I love both of.
For some performers, this is really true, that style is such an important facet to their performance. And to be honest, Ella, I'd still think of you as a bit of a style icon, and I know others do too, Ella. So is that something you're really cognizant of before you step out on stage? Like, people are looking at Ella's style.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you for noticing. Yes, it is. I totally do put a lot of thought and effort into that. I still do, because that's the performer part of me that, like, I was literally just researching shoes for these shows before we started talking. I was like, oh, hang on, 2022, we need new shoes, obviously. We've got a slightly new look for the band. I'm going to buy them for everyone. And I love putting a visual element to the story of the show. And I do like to push the envelope a little bit, even though I'm, like, 38 now and probably shouldn't be getting my midriff out. So I can have flair in other ways.
I'll be 38 in Feb. If you can do it, I can do it. What are you thinking? Like a heel? Is there a little bit of sparkle there? Platform?
Platforms. Always platforms. I can't perform in heels, unfortunately. It's not a thing. But a chunky platform, and I am obsessed with all-in-one looks. I always have been. So expect some sort of cat suits.
Oh, yes.
What? I love this. I love you. Yep. It's all so good.
Well, if you want to catch Ella Hooper in a cat suit, killing Heidi here, Sounds by the River, Saturday,
I've really
April.
Made a rod for my own back now.
Saturday, April 9th at the Madame Golf Club, cat suit not guaranteed. Hunters and collectors, special guest James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, John Stevens, Baby Animals, Boom Crash Opera, and of course, the awesome Killing Heidi. Tickets through ticketmaster.com.au. Ella Hooper, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on.
I will see you there, I hope, and you wear your cat suit too, okay?
Cat suit pair.
We don't want to see Damon in a cat suit, I'll tell you now.
Ella, ask for it, I'll deliver.
Thank you.